Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online this morning, it is the Mayor of Orange, Jason Hamlin. Good morning to you.
Morning, Gilly.
Mate, Fire Festival wrapped up. It was a great event. If people got out and got amongst it, they'll know what I'm talking about. Everything from the night market out at Millthorpe to what happened in town here. Really well done. The weather wasn't great, but hey, it was raining, so we just got on with it anyway.
Yeah, mate, that's right. And it gives people an option to go and do something. And the weather wasn't very good, and I wish we had a crystal ball to predict what was going to happen with the weather. But great event, and all the reports I've had was very positive. Pretty wet under feet down at Robinson Park, it was just a different array of acts. Children making little lanterns, comedy. Something to laugh about in the dreary weather. But yeah, the weather wasn't the best, but. Fantastic event, and we'll see what happens next year.
Yeah, well done too, and council for getting behind that as well, particularly the events down at Robertson Park. I think that was very well done, and good to see council supporting these things in our town. Now, Lord's Place, let's talk about that. What is the plan here? Where is it? What part of Lord's Place, and what's the plan?
Yeah, the Lord's Place South is where the conversation's happening, but we've done the other part of Lord's Place, so now we'll move on to Lord's Place South, and that's fairly heavily populated with restaurants and cafes and coffee shops and all that. So there's some discussions around making some food outlets. Sure, we're going to lose some parks. We're talking to businesses at the moment, just making it more pedestrian friendly. I spoke to a couple of businesses and they said it's like a speedway going up there sometimes. So just trying to make it pedestrian friendly, and I think that part of Orange has been around for a long, long time, so there's nothing better than having a bit of a spruce up.
Okay, all right. So I'll be interested to see what comes of that. And I believe also the regional councils have come together and signed an energy deal. What's this about?
Yeah, that's right. So the council, an electricity contract for the next 3 to 4 years, that'll lock our pricing. We all know that electricity's gone through the roof at the moment. So council will be right up there with renewable energies. We all know that there's targets being set by state and federal governments, and local governments will have to come on board as well. So that's great news that all the councils get together and sign that contract.
Okay, and has that been done? Is that in place now?
That's done. Yeah. Done.
All right, and I believe as we move to renewable energies, what we're talking about solar panels, are we?
Solar panels and getting green energy, off the wind farm. So buying that energy, we don't have to put any more infrastructure in. It's like a household. You can choose to buy that renewable energy, and that's what council will be doing.
Okay, fantastic. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Jason Hamling. Thank you for the update, mate. Catch you soon.
See you, Gilly.